and welcome to the Actually Same Here podcast. This is a place where you will discover that the issues you're facing are shared by so many others. So don't worry and don't panic because you are not alone. And it's actually same here. Hello everyone, welcome to our very first episode, Actually Same Here. Today we're going to talk about happiness, how you achieve it, what is happiness to us. Speaking of us, I have my co-host here with me, which is also a super important person in my life. Bang is my boyfriend.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for having me on the show.
It's not everyone inviting you, it's me inviting you. What? Okay. I got a couple of questions prepared for today. All right. So the first question, how do you personally define happiness? I'll give it to you first because you're the more happier one than me in our relationship.
What? I'm the more happy? Why? How would I define it?
I don't know. You don't... whenever I turn on the recorder, like Julia just gets so formal. It's super cute, actually. You'd be like... All right, so how do you define happiness?
Actually, I don't know. I'm just trying to stay positive all the time. That makes me happy.
I feel like that's the trick.
What do you mean?
Like, for people genuinely happy, like, they don't really define happiness. They don't even think about, oh, this is happiness. I need to achieve this kind of lifestyle to make me feel happy. You don't need to define it. Because you were just trying to stay positive. I feel that's already telling a lot of stuff.
So yeah, for me, like, to have a positive lifestyle or mindset that is enough to make me feel happy.
I remember you definitely have daily struggles or, like, stress.
Everybody does, but...
And how are you going to handle that?
Stay positive.
Babe, you cannot... I don't see, this is why it feels like we can talk about it, because I'm a person that always under stress and I always feel like I'm on the edge about to be collapsed because of the stress and difficulties.
I never get that. What?
Babe, you shouldn't say always I never so get that. You shouldn't be so proud of that. That will probably lead to us.
Like, it's always me telling you everything's gonna be fine. Don't worry.
I actually don't know, because when I feel so sad or so stressed and I turn to Julio for help, and all he say be like, babe, don't worry, everything will be fine. Like, I genuinely don't know if that's working. If person come to you and be like, hey, don't worry about it, it will all be fine, I think that should be the title for today. Is it will all be fine a lie or a truth? You go,
what do you mean a lie? It's just trying to comfort someone.
Yeah, but like, because for me, when I feel anxious, I'm suffering. You know, I'm suffering because of my mental issue.
Then I'm telling you it's going to be
the
fine.
Thing we want to know is, when is the suffering going to be over? Like, for I know it will be over one day. See, that's why it's making me feel so bad, because I don't know when it's going to be over. All I want to do is make the pain stop. So it will all be fine. Works 20%, I would say. Like, I'd be like, okay, there will be light in front of. But currently, at this second, at this moment, I'm struggling and I don't know how to change it. That's why we're struggling to achieve happiness, because you don't know how to. That's our issue.
What makes you happy then?
That's the thing. I don't know what makes me feel happy.
You just did your nails 10 minutes ago when you felt so happy. Like the happiest person alive.
Yes,
like,
but
oh
the
my
only...
God, oh my God, look at my new nails, girl.
But I didn't say girl. I mean, but that only lasts for a couple of seconds. Now I already forgot I did my nail. Like, I don't have...
You need to cherish those moments, those little things.
Yeah, but I'm not as calm as you mentally, you know what I mean? And
calm.
I always... I don't know, I feel like happiness for you is kind of calm and chill as well.
I like peace in my life. I don't want
peace out.
Worry about everything in my
babe,
life.
Babe, but somebody has
time.
To worry about stuff.
No.
I mean, I worried about our future. I worried about if we can still be with each other next year, etc., etc.
Of course I do that too.
And you've never talked about it?
Of course I did.
Okay, so were you worried about stuff?
Yeah,
there is there one. Something, some way out? I mean, except believing there will be tomorrow, there will be a future, there will be light. How are you gonna end the anxiety, end the sadness, end the
keep
negative feeling?
Keep working forward that it stops.
I think I heard a similar quote from Celine Dion lately. I was watching a documentary about her because she was on an Olympic opening show. So she said, or she also maybe quoted from someone. So she'd be like, you don't need to move the mountain, you just need to keep moving.
Small steps forward.
Can you don't just...
good quote.
I know that's a good quote. I like it as well. Who do you think hustles more in between us? I would say we have very different style in hustling.
Yeah, I mean,
like, I'm the one that...
On
I feel like you just hustling every day, and I only hustle when there's a deadline in front of me.
Yeah, you're procrastinating. How do you define happiness? Question back to you. Yeah, I gave the question back to you. How do you define happiness?
Achieving something. This is so different in between us. I genuinely believe achieving stuff make me feel happy. Like, it make me feel for a while to stay happy. If I have a really good grade, if I'm academically or also on career-wise, if I'm achieving stuff, I'm feeling really happy. That's not what I mean by, like, making money. That's weirdly, I'm not super happy about making money because... by the end of the day, or by the end of the month, or by the end of this year, I will spend it. But like achieving stuff, if you have a good grade, if you have good achievements, that just stay in your life and accumulate. Having this kind of honor or glory around you, that make me kind of happy. Yeah, but that also caused me super anxious. Like, oh my God, what if I'm failing? What if I'm not having a good grade?
The happiness, is it temporary, just for a moment? Or is it?
Yes, I would say the happiness is 10% in the end, and the procedure is going to make me feel a bit painful. Like during, it's complicated. Probably I'm just a complicated human being. You're just a simpler version.
You can't simplify that like that.
I used to feel like stay with my family, make me feel super happy. That's what makes you happy all the time, like family time.
Friends.
My family member can be a little bit judgy, actually. They're funny, cute, and judgy.
Same. No,
are they?
Not judgy.
How they judge me? How did your mom judge me? I like her
so much, by the way.
I really like your mom so much. And your sister. I think us three are the new besties. I definitely believe your sister will listen to this because I will post it. She will see it. And maybe she and Marcus are going to listening. We love you, by the way, if you're listening.
Okay, you're drifting off.
Come on. All right. So I have a crucial question for both of us. That's also why I am creating the podcast, because I think there's a lot of stuff that we can discuss. So how do cultural backgrounds influence the perception of happiness? I mean, we coming from, I would say, very different cultural background. It's basically two extreme kind of case. You can introduce a bit of your background.
Grew up in Switzerland.
As a white male. Privileged Swiss white male.
We're not talking about white privilege.
And also, Giulio is the youngest, so he kind of has all the privileges in the world. I was
clothes, never got new stuff, always old.
Okay, so I'll give you one more time. Can you introduce your background formally a little bit? Cultural background. We're going to come back to this topic
all the time. What?
I know you're Swiss. I'm Chinese as well.
Switzerland. Fully grew up in Switzerland.
I saw you're quarter Italian.
Yeah, my...
culturally.
My dad's side is from Northern Italy.
Northern Italy.
I fully grew up in Switzerland, like in Zurich.
I can tell. I can tell. He has got tick bites for like 20 times or something from hiking.
As long as you take them out.
I didn't take them out.
You scratched it off.
Probably. I think it broke inside of my body.
Like okay, stop talking about ticks. Yeah. So yeah, I'm the youngest out of four.
You got
kids,
a big sister and three two siblings. Brothers. Yeah.
Yeah.
And also Julio's mom, so cute, super cute. She's such an angel.
Yeah, my parents are really caring, loving.
Okay. Maybe, you know, it would be fun if we describe each other's family a little bit. You describe mine. Go ahead. Wang Jie, I'm calling you. If you're listening, Wang Jie is my mom. It's called Sister
Why
Wang.
Why didn't you go first about my family?
I talk about them.
How? I didn't hear it.
Okay. I said them are super cute. There's like a...
Cute? That's your description.
They're
cute.
They're super supportive. Make amazing cheese hot pot. Fondue, by the way.
Cheese hot pot.
Okay. So my family, I'm going to start... Well, I actually want to know how you feel about my family because I'm going to talk about crabs.
About your background.
I got raised up in a full Asian background. Chinese, actually. I don't know if Chinese is kind of typical Asian background because there's also Japanese, Korean. I don't know. And I'm the single child, also a typical Chinese family thing in our generation. My parents are kind of putting all of their hope on me, but also they are really nice. They have achieved so much. I look up on them very, 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 very much. But that also causes me quite stressful growing up. Like I always have to attend the best school. You cannot just attend by giving them money. You need to like actually have brilliant
grades.
Yeah. I was gonna say personality, but I changed to grade. Okay, so always the best school, the best grade. That caused me a lot of trauma, I would say. I would even say trauma. And I also go to boarding school since the first day of primary school, and I've been boarding school for 6 years basically, just grew up by myself. That's kind of shitty as well. I love my family. We're super cute. We're the most judging family you can ever found. But we still love each other so much. That's so fake. Okay, you go ahead. How do you describe them?
They're really like supportive, I think. They always look out that everybody's fine. Like you have to, like they only want the best education, the best possible everything that you can achieve anything that you like. They provide everything for you.
Yeah, I
know. Seems like for even for me, like when I'm there, they took care of me so well. Like showing all the best restaurants, the best food. Or felt really
maybe we should
welcomed.
Exchange. You can be their son. I'll be your parents' daughter. See how
it okay,
works.
We can try.
So how is your family affecting you on your perception of happiness? Or your background? You can talk about Swiss culture in general as well.
I think growing up, I had a really
happy childhood.
Childhood, like not two older brothers who just let me play with them even though I didn't understand anything. So I just could stay with them and play with them. No.
I have a question.
But I was just there because it was...
When
I'm 4 years apart and they're all 2 years apart.
I know, they're the besties. So when they went out on dates, do they have to take you with them?
No, of course not.
So you just home by yourself?
Yeah, home with my mom. Kind of boring. And...
Can you don't? I love Bruce. I would like to be home with Bruce.
I always wanted to stay with my brothers. I kind of looked up to them.
So that would be like you think the happiest time when you're growing up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, spending time with my siblings.
My happiest memory when I grew up would be on weekend when I'm with my parents because I went to boarding school. Mm-hmm. So I cannot really see them.
Every time on weekend?
Yeah, I would say Friday night is the best time because they're going to pick me up. Sunday evening is the worst because they're going to send me back to my school again. I honestly, if I think back on that, I don't know if that's a good choice or not. Because I would say boarding school definitely left me some trauma, like a little bit. causing me a bit easy to feel anxious than others, because when you just, as a kid, they just drop you in a completely foreign, foreign environment, I would say. Yeah, and you just kind of in this anxious state for 24 hours, basically. Like, you don't really feel as comfort as you're, like, at home. So, I mean, I did have really good education there, but I don't know if, for me, I would like to send my kids to boarding school. Wait, babe, if we have kids, would you like to send our kids to boarding school?
No.
How many kids do you want for us?
4 and 4.
We should call this episode 4 and 4. Nope. Nope.
Pay.
Okay, so do you think if you're gonna give people advice on how to be happy, what advice would you like to give? Don't say it will be fine. I've heard it like 100 times per day.
Find something that makes you happy and keep doing it. Like every day, like small little steps.
What is small little steps for you? What is small things that make you happy then?
Like listening to music, finding new cool songs. How about you? What is it?
I would say just focus on this moment. This is what my therapist shared with me like 5 years ago. I think she told me literally 5 years ago, I'm not with her anymore because I moved to a new country and I cannot do online therapy. I have to offline. So my therapist told me, let it be. Like literally just let it be. Like whatever you're worried about, whatever you're anxious about, just let it be. There will be an outcome in the end. And no matter how anxious you are, there will be one. So just let it be and wait for the outcome. Wait for whatever you're looking forward to, whatever you're hoping for, just let it be. It sounds like I'm giving up, honestly.
No, you should always be hopeful.
All right, I hope you liked. I hope you liked today's episode. It's already 11 p.m. We're recording this. We hope you a good night.
Good night.
Or good morning if you're listening this in the morning. Or good afternoon.
Until next time, see ya.
Are you going to participate in next episode as well?
Maybe.
I need to see if I want to invite you. Okay, bye-bye. Meow.